Let's say your group wants to amend the state constitution to declare football Ohio's official state sport. So you hit the streets to collect the required 386,000 petition signatures to put the proposal onto the ballot. You hand in 400,000 to the Secretary of State in time. But so many signatures are tossed out as invalid, you've fallen below the required threshold. Current law says your group now has 10 extra days to make up the difference, and you succeed. First, by collecting extra names during the several weeks while the Secretary of State was looking over the first batch, plus using the 10-day grace period. Republicans who dominate the Ohio Senate have just passed a bill declaring no more collecting extra names while the first batch is being looked at. You may only gather more signatures after it's been declared you need them, and then only during the 10 days. Sponsor Bill Seitz used a football analogy.
When the ref goes into the instant replay booth to see whether the man was out of bounds or it was a fumble or it was an interception or whatever, play stops.
Republicans argued this change would bring uniformity to the signature gathering. All groups would have 90 days to collect their first batch, and all groups would get 10 extra days, if needed, for a second batch. GOP lawmakers pointed out, since the Secretary of State and local elections officials have taken varying amounts of time to verify the first batches, that has given groups different amounts of total time to collect names, anywhere from 116 days to 158. Minority Democrats argued uniformity doesn't always mean fairness. Senator Shirley Smith.
If this bill were really about uniformity, then we would be requiring the Secretary of State to abide by a specified time frame for signature verification. At least then, the petitioner's committee would know precisely when the 10-day cure period will start.
A fellow Democrat, Nina Turner, said this bill does the opposite of what it should do.
It is our duty as public officials, including those of us in the General Assembly, to make sure that it is easier for citizens to participate in their government and not harder.
Groups on both the political right and left have questioned this proposal. Senator Seitz declared it would impact all groups the same.
Some of the people who are raising questions about this bill are the folks from the Liberty Councils and Tea Parties, who think that this is some sort of nefarious plot to prevent the Right to Work initiative from making the ballot. On the other hand, I've heard from other people on the opposite side of the spectrum who say that this is some sort of a nefarious plot to prevent future referenda on things like a Senate Bill 5 or like an election law reform or something else that might be near and dear to their side.
In the end, the Senate okayed this proposal on a party line vote, 23 Republicans voting yes, 10 Democrats voting no. Now it moves to the Ohio House, also dominated by Republicans. Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.